This is Tim and Liz.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Our guests are in the studio now from Romsey Mill. We have Carl and we have Tux. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
All right.
Morning.
Welcome. Romsey Mill have produced their first ever album.
They have.
Which is what you guys have come in to tell us about. And Tux is on the album as a performer. But first of all, just in a nutshell, tell us what Romsey Mill do. You work with young people.
Yeah. So there's like loads of different things that happen at Romsey. Like we have nurseries and things like that. But I work for the youth development team as a music development. I work in, youth music development.
Okay.
Sorry. And I used to be a young person that used to go there, and then like years went by, and then my old youth worker was like, you should come and do some DJing with some young people, and that's how things started for me there.
Okay.
And then from there I ended up working there in the studio there.
Right. So you were there originally, they were working with you when you were younger.
Yep.
And now the roles are reversed, and now you're kind of giving back to a charity that helped you.
100%, yep.
That's really cool.
We were causing havoc. Musically, we were throwing parties on parks and stuff like that.
Right.
And Romsey kind of took us from that and put us in the junction where we legally could be doing music. So it's only right that I'd be giving back somehow, kind of thing.
So how many people roughly do you work with in your role?
Weekly, 70 to 80
people. Wow, that's a lot of people.
So I also work in Hampton, Peterborough as well. So I work there on Mondays, then Tuesdays to Fridays I work in Cambridge Romsey Mill.
Okay.
So, and obviously there's so much talent. So there's loads of new young people coming through that don't have access to studios and things like that.
Yeah. So the people that you work with are specifically music based?
Yes.
So these people have all got an interest in music or somewhere in there a talent in some form?
Yeah. Like I see like 80% of it. Like some, you've got young people that just like to come and chill. Like they might have a friend that raps or whatever and they're just there, you know what I mean? And they're just enjoying the vibe. And it's a real fact, like, to be fair, like on a Tuesday night, it's a proper family feel. Like we all sit down, have like dinner and that together and stuff like that. So that attracts people that maybe don't do music, but then they might help with an event or something like that. So
Tux, tell us about your story. How long have you been working with Romsey Mill for?
So I grew up in southeast London, Lewisham, and I moved here about 6-7 years ago. Started off in Camborne with KD's cousin, and then I moved over to the Romsey Mill. Been working with KD for about 5 years now, probably more, maybe even 6.
And you've always had an interest in music?
Yeah, even in London I was doing music, so I just continued. But the first time I proper started was with Romsey Mill.
Right. Yeah. And any particular style of music?
I started doing rap music at the start and hip-hop music.
Yeah.
And then, I started singing and started mixing it up.
Okay. So tell us about the album. Where did the idea come from to produce an album?
That's a good question. I think it was just the right... It was the right thing to do. We were doing so much music at the time. We're doing events and stuff like that. And obviously the talent was amazing. So Mike, who's my line manager, he kind of started a record label with Romsey Mill.
Yes.
And yeah, because that is interesting, because I've heard of Romsey Mill.
Yeah, we've had them in talking about the label.
But never before, didn't realise you had your own record label or recording studio or any of that stuff.
It's grown so quickly, to be honest with you. Obviously, like I was saying, there's so many young people and that are coming there. I said to Mike, like, we need to have some sort of platform for them, because there was nothing in Cambridge at the time for them to kind of put their music out. Even though you've got YouTube and stuff like that, but I thought it was only right we had something at Romsey where they're making their music, kind of thing. So that's how it really came about.
And so what's the record label called?
Turntable Records.
Turntable Records. And how do you get, sponsorship?
We've got funding from Youth Music. I'm doing but the young people are actually doing a performance for them on Thursday in London. And they've been brilliant for the last 4 or 5 years. They've been funding. So And I think that, like, when we obviously put the funding bid in, Mike's obviously incorporated that we wanted to do a label and we're looking to do albums and stuff like that. Yeah. So I think that's how it come about.
So there's 12 artists on this, and this is your first album, so you must feel very proud of it. It's a huge achievement, isn't it? 100%.
It's the young people, they're just amazing, you know? We could have done it any time, really, because there's always music coming through, but it was getting the right balance in terms of representing Romsey in the right way. Because obviously, sometimes, you know, young people, when they do music and stuff, like, they're sometimes a bit, like, dark. You know what I mean? Like, if they're going through something in their life and they're talking about
that's reflected in their music, of course.
Obviously, that's the part of the art of it, but... obviously, Romsey, they're all about positivity and getting young people to be doing positive things. So the album, I'm not sitting here saying the album's fully positive, but they might be putting negative things that happen in their life, but they're doing it in a positive way.
They're turning negatives into positive.
100%. That was a bit tricky, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. So the artists involved, they've written the songs themselves as well?
They have, yep. Everything. I think I'd done like the production on 80% of it.
Right.
Then there's a guy called Dave at my work who he plays piano and guitar. He done a bit of it as well. He probably done the other 20%, to be fair.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And did you have so much stuff that it was hard to whittle it down? How
100%,
did you?
Yeah. the problem is 100%. Like, the problem is these lot get better weekly. So I'm saying to my line manager, I've got the songs, yeah, done. And then David might come in and do something, and I'm like, this could be on there as well. But, you know, like, my line manager's quality, deadline, look, let's just roll with that. Otherwise, I don't think it would have been done. Because it's happening weekly, you know. I'll see all these people weekly. And
so could this be the start of something? You sound like you could quite easily create an album on a regular basis.
There'll definitely be another one. 100%, and it'll be a lot better.
Yeah,
because everyone's getting better as months go by.
Yeah,
I was saying I love the album cover. So it is a really lovely piece of artwork. And you were saying one of the lads that you work with designed it.
Yep, and funny enough, his dad works here, Johnny Five. So his son's on this album, and his son drew that.
Which son? Because Johnny Five's got like 3 million children.
Yeah, Callum.
Okay.
He can do everything.
Oh, there we go.
Don't big him up too much. No, but he's quality.
So he draws and he did that, and you're like, that would make the perfect album cover.
Yes, I've got a t-shirt on now. He designed a t-shirt, which I've got on now. Like, if you look at the back.
So it's that image of, I mean, how would you describe the image? It's like an angel.
With a belly.
He started
trying to make a clothing brand, which Romsey was helping him with.
Okay.
And then me being me, I was just like, yeah, we should put it on our flyer. That's quality. Because we had an event at the Junction called Rapademic, which we have every year.
I think this
one is August the 16th, is our next one,
right,
which is everybody on the album and other young people where they get to perform their stuff. And I just saw it, and it kind of just represents the young people really well, the image does. So yeah, we just ran with that.
And how did you come up with the name Light Amongst Sinners?
That was Mike, my lama. He's done. He gave me about 10 different things, because he looked at the image and he was just like, yeah. And obviously they're Christian charity, so I think it just represents it really well. Saying that Romsey are the light. He ain't trying to say that.
Yeah.
He's just saying light.
It's
amongst
just
us,
like,
yeah,
yeah. So Tux, how was it performing? Because you did a big launch. When was that, on Thursday?
Last Friday
yeah. At the Junction. Yeah. How was it? Did you perform?
Amazing. He almost made me cry.
Oh,
because there's a song on there. He wrote about his grandma. Actually, when she passed away.
Yeah.
And if you hear it, it's just really touching. He done it a cappella as well, and I think I had to quickly flick onto the next song before tears started running. I was like, right, next song. That part, like, that hit me. But all the other performances were amazing, like real uplifting party vibes as well. But he just brought a different element, I feel. So
how did you feel performing that song? It's obviously quite a personal song. Did you and you had lots of people there? How was that? Is that the first time you've performed it live?
No, it wasn't the first time. It was probably like the fifth or sixth. But time was the first time I did it without a beat because he lost the audio file. So
I didn't have to say that.
But that actually sounded great.
It sounded better, yeah.
Yeah, it did.
I could project my voice and just if I could hear the words as well. So it was proper. It was a good moment.
And what was it like performing in front of an audience of people? Does that bother you?
No, it doesn't. No? Because I know people have lost people as well, so they can feel through my music. So yeah. it's good to perform that live to people.
He's done like real big things as well in the past.
Right.
What's the festival you did?
Glastonbury.
Yeah. He's done Glastonbury.
Oh, so. Okay.
I performed at Brixton O2, performed at Coco.
Wow. That's quite a CV.
I'm still waiting for my 10%.
So what was the song called then? Where is it on here? What was it called?
Letter to My Grandma.
There it is. Number 10 on the album.
Is there one that we can play?
You can play that one.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Is it all right? It's not got any bad words in it?
No, you can play that one.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that one then. Pass the CD over then, Liz.
Okay, sorry.
You have to look at what number it is.
It's number 10.
10.
Number 10. Okay, cool.
So are you gonna perform this album again? Are you going to be doing some more gigs or what's happening?
I really want everyone to do it again. Because we obviously it was invite only on Friday. So... Mm. But I want to spread it a bit more because I feel like everyone made this album really for the community. Mm. I mean, whatever it does, but that's what it was for, do you know what I mean? So it'd be nice to do it in front of the community, trying to put something together. But
and
I
how
to speak to Mike about that.
How do people get hold of it if they want a copy?
Well, if they want the CD, we have that at Romsey Mill. Mm-hmm. And then the digital will be available at some point this week. So that'll be on iTunes and Spotify. So I'm just waiting for that to go through at the moment.
And if anyone doesn't know where Romsey Mill is, where is it?
It's just on Mill Road. If you know where Co-op is, it's probably about 100 metres past that, heading towards...
On the crossroads of Coleridge Road.
Coleridge
Mill
Road,
isn't
yeah.
It? Yeah.
Yeah, just there.
Yeah.
You come cool. in.
And it must be fascinating to hear people's stories through music and how that kind of... It must be easier to kind of express emotion through your music and through your lyrics and actually things that you probably can't speak about or say as much. Yeah. It's a good way to release.
Yeah, you learn about young people real quickly through music. Then what you know, because we're all being young and you try and, like, you just things maybe you don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
But then they might talk about it in their music and then it gives, you know, people like me an opportunity to maybe speak about, well, what was that like? Mm. And then they're going to, oh, yeah, base that lyrics about this or I'm going through this at the moment.
Yeah.
So that's why it's such an amazing tool.
A healing thing and a cathartic way of dealing with stuff.
100%. Yeah. 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, for me, it's mad because a lot of the young people, I grew up with their parents. So they all say their second name. Oh, so-and-so, you're that. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So... Which makes it easier for me to...
I was going to say,
relate,
100%. Must also, yeah, exactly, make it easier for you in that sense and for them to get on with you because they know that you've had a similar experience to them.
100%,
you know, it's all very well someone offering to help people, but if they can't relate to you in any way, then that's a barrier in itself, isn't it?
So, definitely. That's why it makes my job a lot easier.
Yeah.
And I then, you know, like... people at my work get to come away from it, but for me, I get invited to a wedding or something and they'll all be
yeah.
You right, lads? How you doing?
That's good. So it's a, as you say, it's a
one family.
100%.
Yeah.
I love them all to bits. They know that really. Yeah. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you both for coming in.
Let's
play this track. Is it the first time this will have ever been played on a radio?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Cool.
Well, he's gassed, yes.
This is a world exclusive then, Tux.
Come on.
This is Letter to My Grandma, taken from the album produced by Romsey Mill called Light Amongst Sinners.
Describe how I'm feeling, emotion taking over, I can't stop grieving, God took away my grandma, how could he do this, there's tears in my eyes, I can't see to get through this, I'm just praying that she's okay, cause I know she's in a better place, and she always told me to follow Jesus, and now I'm here fixing up the pieces, of what we had, and what we shared, you was my heart and soul, and now you're not here, but you're in my heart, and watching over me. but there's tears in my eyes, so I can't see. You was a woman of Christ, loving, caring, blessed, so nice. Wrapping me warm when I was cold as ice. Always stuffing me with that peas and rice. Always, always reading from the Bible. Always telling me that I should be a disciple. Even on your deathbed, you didn't think twice. You were so brave living a Christian life. And I remember when your birthday, you told me you were blooming. And now you're in heaven and I know you're still blooming. You are suffering a lot and now you're not in pain. But you left me and your family and such strain. So much blood pumping through my veins, reflecting on life while I'm sitting in the rain. Every night I look a picture, you then go to sleep. Since you passed away, Grandma, I rarely ever eat. And I love you from the bottom of my heart. When I was low, you was the light in my dark. I remember you always telling Johnny to clean his room, reflecting your light on us, just like a moon. And I cry myself to sleep and I pray for a better day. People say what's up, but man, I just never say. Always say I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm okay. Cause they won't get it, their pain is like my best day. And I wish I was there just to say goodbye. I wish I was there when God told you to fly. I wish I was there when he took you to the sky. Man, I wish I was just there just to say goodbye. I wish I was there just to say goodbye. I wish I was there when God told you to fly. I wish I was there when he took you to the sky. Man, I wish I was just there just to say goodbye. I wish I was there just to say goodbye. I wish I was there when God told you to fly. I wish I was there when he took you to the sky.
That is Letter to My Grandma from Tux. It's taken from the album Light Amongst Sinners. You can get the physical copy from Romsey Mill now, and it'll be on digital platforms in the next few days.